what she needs to know. She's got the game show.
Yeah.
How's the book going?
Well, I finished a third draft.
Oh, so it's been complete.
Well, I guess. I mean, is anything really complete? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you ever see that Martha Graham quote?
No, who's Martha Graham?
Famous choreographer.
Oh. So she says, when is something ever complete?
Basically, she's like, if you're a real artist, nothing's ever going to feel good enough or complete. So it's kind of like, I think that probably now that's kind of out of fashion, you know, to like, I think like, I know a lot of people like say like the show must go on. People don't like that anymore. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that people don't like it, that saying anymore.
Well, I think that
there's... I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense. But there's, like, I would say that there's, like, you know, it's hard to say, because I think online you might hear people be like, why glorify the struggle? But I do think secretly people do love to glorify the struggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's in there. It's just, it's layered deeper down like a piece of art.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like shame. It's like, you're supposed to be like, this was amazing.
Yeah. Hey, I did what I could.
Yeah, I did what I could, and I'm losing my mind. But then people are like, come on, just code it a little bit, okay?
Yeah, that's kind of what I tell myself after every episode.
You see, what do you say?
I do what I could, and I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, same, dude.
yeah.
What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm just amped, but you know, it's because I drank coffee.
It is not. You have a secret, but
secret. It's one of those deep down in the layers things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, listen, whatever's helping you, and let it be a secret forever. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I do think that you, you know, maybe we'll see it. Maybe we'll see a difference. We'll hear a difference.
Yeah. Maybe we'll hear a difference.
Yeah. But you're obviously, you know, improving every day, that kind of thing, right?
Because I'm working on myself like a piece of art.
Well, never satisfied.
My body isn't a temple. It's a kid's drawing on the refrigerator. Layers of crayon.
Yeah. What did you call
him? I knew you were going to say. As soon as I got to the second syllable, I knew you were going to point out crayon.
It sounds like some kind of poison crayon? You'd give to crayon? Superman.
It's on the table of elements. There's boron and then there's crayons.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad that you're working on yourself. Kids' art arguably is the most meaningful art we have, you know?
Kids?
Kids' art.
Oh, kids' art is, yeah. I agree.
You thought I said kids are the most valuable. What did you think I said?
I thought you said kids aren't the most valuable things in the world.
I think we should erase this whole intro. Let's start again.
All right.
Welcome to Dr. Game Show. This is our second try. It's a special episode though.
Why is that?
Because it's the max fun drive.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say because it's spring.
Feeling. No, people don't have weather in podcasts.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I think so. People don't.
Yeah.
Can you imagine listening to this show in order? It wouldn't make sense at all.
I bet people are just wondering, is it raining in our podcast? Yeah, this is the start we wanted.
Yeah, this is the start we wanted. I think your energy is stronger than ever.
Uh-oh.
I'm happy for you.
Okay, well, I guess I'll, yeah. I'm going to go pump iron.
Okay. Well,
right. See you.
Well, no, do it while you're on the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Order so some weights. We have, well, we have, okay. It looks like we have just a few callers today, which is kind of exciting because that means that we're really going to get to know these folks.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that because we have some Dr. Game Show celebrities in our midst.
Can't wait. I'm sure they're all like, more for me. More for me.
More for me, they say.
That's a saying.
More for me.
People are still saying it. No one's going to say, you can't say that anymore.
No, don't call back to the intro. We deleted that.
Okay. Keep it in.
Okay. So we're going to play three games. One game is going to win, and we'll play that game next episode, if you could believe it.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Oh, sorry. I read someone said my cat fell off the stairs.
No one said that.
In the chat.
No, no, don't read the chat. Okay, the chat is not part of the podcast.
All right, 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 right. Okay.
I encourage no one to use the chat because it is a podcast.
It's a podcast. No chats.
Mm-hmm.
No chats.
Incredible. Okay. So let's, okay. So Manolo, if you want to, I guess I'll introduce the first game.
Okay.
And then maybe we can see if we can get to the next one.
Right. We'll see. Okay.
Okay. Let's, Manolo, are you ready? I'm in such a bad mood. Are you ready?
Why are you in a bad mood?
I don't know. I'm in such a bad mood.
Just now?
Are you in a bad mood or are you in a good mood because of your energy?
I'm in a frazzled mood.
Really? You're frazzled?
Yeah. Too much energy.
Oh, from the podcast or before?
From before.
Oh, I see. Well... we'll try to get through this thing. You know, this is a really bad episode to be in a bad mood for it. You know what I mean? This is the Max Fun Drive episode.
Maybe something inside you fell off the stairs.
You know what? I think it was that I didn't trust Alex to erase the intro. And then I'm going to talk to Alex right now. Let's talk to Alex. Alex.
What? Oh, no. Alex, yes.
Are you going to delete the intro?
Don't. Why? Wow.
I was going to, but now you brought it up. And since you're referencing it, I would have to leave it in so people know what's happening.
No, no. You can erase both.
Erase both? No.
Alex, are you going to erase the intro?
No.
I'm not sure we have editing in our budget of that
I'll
magnitude.
I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. I don't have a job, but I'll pay for it.
Yeah, the show must go on, Joe.
No, that's toxic. Okay, wow. Well, talk to you later, Alex.
Okay, bye.
You're going to erase the intro?
No.
Your wish is my command.
No.
Thanks, Alex.
His wish is my command. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, too many wishes, okay? It's only one person's
who's
birthday.
Who's ever said too many wishes?
Genies?
No. They love giving wishes.
No, they cap it at three.
Yeah, well, they cap it at three, but they want to see what happens.
No, they don't. They cap it at three. Genies are soft quitting.
Soft quitting. Genies are quiet quitters.
Yeah.
A lot of times I plan to edit something out, but then both of you reference it later in the show over and over, so then I have to include it.
Yeah, now it's canon.
So if anyone mentions a genie, I have to include this conversation.
No, well, no, listen,
going
you could just
forward.
delete more.
More editing?
Yeah.
Joe.
Are you quiet quitting on us?
I quiet long time ago.
Joe, you don't have a job. You have to spend your money wisely.
I can't. It's so hard. You're over here spending money on all kinds of things.
Well, I still have my job for now.
Oh, okay, you're right.
I will get laid off soon,
No,
but
you won't.
we'll
I believe
see.
you'll keep your job for the next 20 years.
I don't know if my body could take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, did you get that chair?
I did, yeah.
What'd you think of it?
Did you look it up? There's like a million, like you could look it up on YouTube and watch. People are really into chairs.
Yeah.
It's good. It feels my when I sat in it for the first time, my body was like, "Hello." And I was like, "Oh, I guess that must be a good thing."
What do you mean by that?
It said, you know, and like it was a night and day situation. Like
Oh, I
whenever,
see. I
yeah,
see. Uh-huh.
it was like, oh, this is good.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, I'm glad. Are you sitting in it right now?
No, because I turn my desk into a standing desk because of the guitar gets in the way of everything.
I see.
So I'm standing next to it.
I see.
It says hello.
Give it a little pat for me. Thanks. Okay, so let's play some games. This first game is called Dr. Goblin. It's based on a name idea suggested by Spun and Jesse from Van Nuys, California, from episode 74, submitted by Jason Irvin from Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out Dr. Goblin. No.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Doctor Goblin is my doctor, and before he tried to give me my diagnosis, and I didn't understand him because he was always eating all these apples, and 'cause he's a doctor, so he's trying to keep himself away. And I said, "That's okay." And he said, "I have COVID."
What? Wait, you have COVID?
No.
Oh. What?
It's a story song.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Bob Dylan approach to theme songs. Perfect.
Yeah. Does he do stories in his songs?
Sometimes.
Oh. Goblins gobble apples.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But
Okay.
he never sang about that.
All right. Well, that's where you come in. You found a space for yourself and you made it and you made it yours. Okay, so speaking of, Manolo is a goblin that is trying to steal your Magic Spoon cereal. Magic Spoon is a sponsor frequently. I don't think they are today. Okay, so you must come up with a rhyme that will curse the goblin and send him to the land of mystery where they have no cereal. If the rhyme works, Manolo says au revoir. If he still has you in his goblin grip, he says, fill my spoon, tiny human. Example, goblin, get away. Stealing my cereal makes the day so gray.
Nice. And then I say, "Ah, rah,
Exactly, perfect pronunciation. Couldn't have done it better myself.
rah." Thanks.
Okay. So, let's talk to somebody. Let's talk to Liz Berger in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. Liz, are you there?
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just laughing.
Wonderful. Why are you laughing? You're in New Jersey, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And you're a science teacher?
Yep.
Okay.
It's chemistry.
Chemistry? To what? Yep. What age?
High school.
Oh my gosh.
Like the younger side of high school or the older side of high school? It's a big spread.
Basically 10th through 12th grade.
Oh my gosh.
Just a variety of children.
Whoa.
How is introducing chemistry to kids?
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
I do a lot of like kind of elementary activities with them at the beginning, and then it gets a little bit more complicated as we go through.
Uh-huh.
But I love a good crayon boron joke.
Oh yeah, that one's for you for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do with them this week?
Oddly enough, we had testing, so it wasn't that exciting. But we were learning about reaction rates, and so we were talking about, actually they did each group did a demo and then presented their demo to the class and then had to talk about how their demo works to affect reaction rates.
Whoa. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What do teachers do when people take tests?
Oh, I do nothing.
You stare at them?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Do you keep an eye out on who's teaching or who's cheating and stuff?
Yeah. When they're doing standardized testing, it's like illegal for us to intervene in any way. So we have to just kind of watch. And if they fall asleep, we just let them sleep and like waste their own time, I guess.
Oof. Sounds like me.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. And then I just like do walking exercises while I walk around the room.
Walking exercises?
Yeah, like little mini like squats and stuff.
In front of them, or do you wait?
While I'm standing in the back of the room and they're like doing their testing, and I'm like looking at their computer screens. And
oh yeah, they have computers now.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah. Do you want to know my cheating secret?
Oh no, what do you got?
So, I don't know if you had any students who did this. Like on my textbooks, I had like, you know, you cover it with the whatever book covers.
Oh yeah, this paperback.
Yeah, totally. I used to doodle all over it, and so it was like covered in like doodles and like notes and scratch marks and stuff. And I would secretly put the answers in there among the
mess
of drawings.
Whoa, you were allowed to use your book for text?
No. People, you lose books now?
Well, Manolo, you just had a book, like you had the textbook right there?
Well, it was like on the floor, like next to my feet or something.
It actually sounds harder than just studying, to be honest, the way you got to figure out all these little symbols and find the answers in the drawings. Why didn't you just study?
It was like a little heist. Studying doesn't feel like a heist to me.
I see.
My favorite thing that one of my college professors that were showing me was like a YouTube video where it was like the biggest hack to cheating. Open up your textbook. Read the book. And then know the things.
That was actually a joke in an episode of Blossom. I don't know why it just popped into my head.
Whoa, that's a deep cut.
So in the show, there's the brother is like a dumb guy. And he's like, whoa, I just found out a good cheat. It's like you have it in your head, and then you can write it down what was in your head or something. I'm not good at telling other people's jokes. But
no, that was very good. We got a clear picture of what was going on in that sitcom. Mm.
And then he said, whoa. Do you remember how he said that? That was his catchphrase. Was that it?
You know, I don't really remember much about Blossom beside the hats and Six.
Oh yeah, Six. Great name.
Great name. Great. There was great hats. There, Blossom was had a really nice like bucket hat style hats.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Well. Okay, so Liz, do you want to play this goblin game?
I guess so.
Yeah. Liz, are you in a good mood? Where's your energy at?
Well, I just had some antidepressants, so we're in it now.
Oh, great.
Congrats.
It hit the system. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Really wonderful. Okay, great. Liz, this is great. So, okay, so Liz, would you, do you know what you need to do?
Well, so I'm writing a rhyme, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's my goal for the goblin?
You got to get him you got to send him to the land of mystery where they have no cereal.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you also, you know, feel free to think out loud, you know, like if you have a word you're looking to rhyme, just, you know, we can look forward to that.
Well,
we have a
teacher came unprepared.
Yeah.
How the tables have turned.
So, you know, definitely.
Do you want to come up with a word that rhymes with mystery?
Okay, so mystery is a definitely great one. You also got history and, you know, blistery. If you want blistery, also distillery, if you want to talk fast.
Oh. I like history. I think I'm
sisterly. Yeah.
Those are good rhyming words.
Okay. Chemistry. Try anything.
Kister lovingly.
Whoa. Manolo. Danielle Steele over here.
I was doing more Eminem, but sure.
Okay, Liz, go for it. We're excited for you.
So we got goblin, run to the land of mystery. Being hungry is no fan of inner chemistry.
Okay. Yes. Wow. Incredible. Now is the moment we've all been waiting for. Will Manolo say the words au revoir?
Au revoir.
Wow. Oh. Liz, you got a custom magnet.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Okay, Liz, really great job. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Let's talk to Jay Frosting. Jay Frosting, are you there?
Well, hi, Jay's here.
Well.
Jay Frosting, our celebrity.
Celebrity.
Have you been?
Jay Frosting, will you tell people who might not know? I mean, obviously, most people know why you're a celebrity, but could you explain maybe why?
Well, I adopted the Dr. Game Show Wiki and added a lot to it.
Are you still doing it?
I haven't completed it, but it's around. It's been surpassed by something that's superior that somebody created from scratch.
Oh,
I think. So hopefully he's just copying stuff that I put on the other site and putting it on his.
Whoa. Wait, what are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in a parking lot of a clown-themed fast food restaurant.
McDonald's?
And yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. It's a vaguely Irish quick serve place. My wife is here with me. She hasn't been on the line with you before. Her name is Lynn.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. Wow.
Lynn, and how does it?
We're traveling around. We're currently in Wyoming. Yesterday we were in Oregon.
And Utah.
And Utah. Today we'll be in Colorado at some point, I think.
Well, the people really want to know, what's Wyoming got going for it? What's the big draw of Wyoming?
Well, the clown-themed restaurant.
Yep. I haven't found the best or worst part yet.
Okay.
But it looks a lot like Utah, I think. We've only been in it for 30 minutes.
Mm.
Okay, I understand.
Fresh off the boat. Is this like a vacation? Were you like running from the law?
We decided to see the country in a real slow way.
Nice.
So we're spending about a month at a time in different rental houses. Ooh. We've been in nice California and Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Bend, Oregon. Or no, yeah, Bend was the closest city. We're in a really rural place called La Pine. But there are lots of them, actually.
How long are you traveling for?
When?
A year or two.
Whoa!
No way.
Yeah, we took everything that we need to live, shoved it in a cargo van.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, did you get rid of your place in L.A.?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, we were just renting it. We hated the landlord anyway.
Whoa, what an adventure.
That's weird. Most people love landlords.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah. You all are weird.
I actually like my landlord.
Of course you do.
That's fortuitous.
It was weird. Anyway, that's wild. Congrats. What an adventure.
It's a real adventure.
We indoctrinated ourselves with years of watching Van Lifers on YouTube. And said, yeah, we could do something like that. But we both work full time and need big desks to do it from. So we found a hybrid van life approach.
Nice.
Which is, what do you mean? Like you have desks inside?
Well, we're borrowing other people's desks at their houses.
We live in Airbnbs.
Yeah.
I see. Whoa. So you're still working, but just from different places in the country.
Yep.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. And the people are really begging. Sorry, they're all talking to me at once. They want to know, what are you doing about mail?
So we got a virtual address in very close to where we lived in Los Angeles, and they show you pictures of the front of the envelope, and you can say scan it or trash it or recycle it or forward it.
Oh, I heard of that service. That's wild.
It's what I want for my mail forever, actually, because I love not having to go grab pieces of paper.
Yeah, having scans has actually been great. I might do this forever.
Wait, they open your mail and scan it?
If you tell them to, they show you they just show you the front. They give you a picture of the front. And if you're like, oh, that's my insurance information, open it and scan it. Or you can just say, oh, that's just a flyer or whatever, shred it. Or you can like that, oh, that's my insurance card, please forward it to me.
Whoa. So then they have to figure out what address to mail it to as you're traveling.
Yeah. We tell them.
You tell them. Who's they? Who's they?
Yeah, how automated is it?
I think the website is called Anytime Mailbox.
Yeah. It's not, it's people. Like, I've talked to them on the phone occasionally when they don't know what to do with something. And so there's like people scanning all that and responding to our work orders, basically, when we say like shred or forward or scan.
Wow.
What a service.
That's cool.
There's a lot less junk mail for some reason than we used to get.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, we're thrilled you're calling in from the clown restaurant. And okay.
Do you have an end goal after the endeavor? Do you have a plan?
We want to find a place that ticks all the boxes for, permanent residence.
Whoa. So during the travel, you're also scouting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Cool.
We've got some
friends in the lead.
I really like Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
From what I hear, it seems up my alley.
But we haven't been anywhere near the East Coast yet. I haven't been there since the early 2000s.
Wow. Oh, it's really cool. You're going to love it. There's green goo in the subways. Oh, my God.
Have you ever been to New England? Yeah, so I grew up in New Jersey for 25 years, found it extremely boring.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get to Manhattan as much as I should have.
Mm. Really, D.C. is as far north.
Yeah.
D.C., Jersey, and then that one trip we made to Manhattan.
Yeah, right.
Well,
Lynn hasn't seen most of New England, and I'm excited to show her.
You're going to have fun.
Are there things you miss about being in a house or a permanent home kind of deal?
Gardening?
Yeah, I was a gardener. I like hobbies that are big and messy and spread out, and I can't do that really on the road. But I can keep myself entertained. I've got small crafts and I've got an iPad. I do drawing classes, and we go camping. So that's one of the reasons that we have a big van to carry all our stuff around, is we have all our camping gear in the van also. So we go camping whenever we can.
Wow, what a life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lynn really is turning me into an outdoorsman.
Well, listen, it's always nice to hear people that are having good effect on each other.
Yeah.
Okay, now it is time. You do have to do the goblin game, okay?
Sure.
So you know what to do?
I do. Here we go. Touch thee not, my nutrient puffs. I curse you to the land of no stuffs.
Of what?
No stuffs.
No stuffs. Because there's no stuff?
Yeah. What rhymes better with puffs?
Just say au revoir, okay?
Au revoir.
You did a really nice job there.
Guten Tag.
Yeah. These are some great rhymes. Good work, everybody.
That was really nice. Lynn, did you want to try as well?
I do not, but I appreciate Jay's effort on my behalf.
Okay. Well, you get a custom magnet, and we'll send you to that weird mailing thing, and you can say whether you want it or not.
I want it.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll update Alex with the address.
Okay, amazing. Okay, bye. Bye, Jay. Bye, Lynn. Talk to you soon. Okay. Wow. So, let's see. Okay, time to move on to a new game.
Okay.
Okay? And the game is Plum Poem Karaoke.
It's a plum, plum poem karaoke. I would put it in this machine, but I can't, because I don't know what the numbers are. That's the end of my rant.
All right. So this is submitted by Justin Friello from Schenectady, New York. This is what Justin writes. In episode 105, Did a Murder, Manolo says he's never heard the poem. Oh, okay. Alex, more to erase. Okay. In episode 105, Did a Murder, Manolo says he's never heard the Plum Poem by William Carlos Williams. Lucky for him, in this game, callers will make up a minimalist poem on the spot in the form of one roommate leaving another roommate a note apologizing for what they stole from the fridge. Example, I'm sorry I drank your Erewhon juice. I know it cost you $17. And believe me, it was not worth that much.
Sounds autobiographical.
What's Erewhon juice?
No idea. I think it's like a fruit from Star Wars.
Let's see. Erewhon juice.
Erewhon juice.
Oh, it's a market.
Okay.
Okay. It's a California market.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then they have Star juices. Wars. Yeah. Okay. No Star Wars.
All right.
But, these juices are $12 to $13.
What's 17?
I think you can add dandelion and turmeric.
And the shrub.
Yeah. So if you want that.
Okay.
Do you want that?
Sure. I'll try anything.
Okay. I know exactly which one you'd get, by the way.
What would I get?
You would get liver love.
Liver love. Yeah.
It's $12.
Do
you want to know what the four ingredients are?
Yes.
You want to guess?
Milk thistle.
Three more.
mysterious liquid, like from a lab.
Okay.
And pig's blood.
And then what's the fourth ingredient?
There's four.
Oh, ice, right.
Ice, yeah.
Okay, actually, unfortunately, that was not the... It's actually carrot, apple, beet, and dandelion.
Okay, close enough.
But so far... Okay, so if Manolo would grant forgiveness, the caller wins a custom magnet. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So many people with delicious food names. Let's talk to Liz Mustard. Liz, are you there?
I'm here, and I thought you hated mustard, so I love that you just said delicious food names and chose me.
I love mustard.
Mustard, I'll say this, sometimes spicy, but you know, sometimes I can eat it.
That was my bowling name, spicy mustard.
Mm. Oh. Liz, are you a big mustard fan?
I actually am. I do like mustard a lot. So
is it because of your name or?
No. Actually, I didn't like it when I was a kid. Probably because it was too spicy.
Yeah, it was pretty spicy, huh? Yeah.
And then you learned to love yourself.
And then I learned to love myself. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
Liz, are you in Seattle?
I'm in Seattle. Yep.
You're in Seattle. And you want to, you told Alex that you want to be a death doula? Are you taking steps towards doing that?
Yeah. I did a online training with this woman named Alua Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really amazing. I highly recommend following her on Instagram. just a little plug there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I did the training and right before COVID. And so then I couldn't do my like hospice volunteering because they wouldn't allow us into hospice facilities and homes during that time. So I've just started my volunteering back up in the last year.
And what do you do?
Well, right now I'm just a visit volunteer. So I just spend time with people who are on hospice. So like a lot of dementia patients and just folks that are like in end of life care that don't have like the family, like the caregivers need like support. They don't have like the time to be there 24/7. So they like a visitor will come in, spend an hour or two, and then like that gives the caregivers time to like go to the grocery store, take a shower, like read a book, like have some time to themselves.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing right now.
That's really nice.
That's nice of you.
I like it. Go ahead.
It seems like it takes a very specific type of person.
Yeah.
A good person. A good person.
Yeah, I think I'm just such a great person.
Yeah. I do I think so too, Liz.
Imagine being on your last days and you find out that your name was Spicy Mustard.
Imagine Wait. That.
You're saying that you're asking Liz to imagine her own last days and then find out her own name is Spicy Mustard?
No, I just imagine myself on the deathbed and being like, wait, your name's Mustard?
I see.
I'm visiting you with Spicy Mustard and you're just like, am I hallucinating? What's happening?
I would be thrilled personally. Personally, shirt. In that scenario, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Liz, so you, okay, you're doing great stuff. And now I can't believe we are going to ask you to do Plum Poem Karaoke.
I was honestly terrified of the name of this because I cannot sing. So I'm really glad it's just a poem.
Just a poem.
So it's about something in the fridge, right?
It could be the fridge or it could be, I think it is the fridge. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 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 I got one. I'm so sorry, roommate, that I stole your pimento pits from all of your olives. I just didn't like that they look like little eyeballs staring at me every time I open the fridge.
An incredible minimalist poem. I loved it.
Yeah, it was like a tweet or something.
Yeah. Some may say that was two sentences. Others, several phrases. So that was really nice, Liz. But we shall see. All Manolo, right. Do you grant forgiveness to Liz? The pits?
Oh. Yeah, it's hard for me to eat olives, so I grant you forgiveness.
Oh, you don't like olives?
Yeah, and I know it's healthy for me. And like, I would always like buy some olives because I'd be like, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to buy some olives. And then it just sits in the fridge. I forget to eat it and I see it and I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling olives. You eat olives?
Olives are healthy for you?
They're delicious.
They're healthy. They're on the list of food I should eat.
I see. I love olives. I think they're awesome.
Do you eat them as a snack in your fridge? Like,
yeah.
You pull them out?
I love them.
Whoa. Do you eat them like as a snack separately with a meal, or do you bring it with your meal as a side or a topping or whatever?
No, I don't have a side of olives to my meal. That would be, I feel like that would be.
I don't know. Do you like eat them while watching TV or something? I can't picture olives.
Like if you're, okay, so a great time. Like, this is the best time for olives. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You're cooking something mm-hmm. and that food is going to be ready soon, mm-hmm. but you just need a little something
gotcha.
To tide you over.
Okay, smart.
It's like basically I'd say walnuts is the equivalent.
Okay.
What?
Liz, thoughts?
Walnuts?
Well, like as like a thing to tide Liz, you over while you're cooking.
Liz, have you ever had walnuts?
Not as just a like. Here, I'm hanging out waiting for my food to cook. I'm going to eat walnuts.
When have you eaten walnuts?
Like in fudge?
What? Okay. This is getting weirder.
Okay,
and weirder.
Liz is bringing fudge into this episode. And we told Alex to tell everybody no fudge references, but Liz is bringing fudge up. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Liz, you never had plain walnuts?
I don't think so.
Liz! Plain walnuts
also healthy,
like super yeah I food. Can't imagine them alone.
See,
oh my gosh,
aren't they kind of bitter?
No, it's
they're
like
not
eating
sugar.
It's kind of like they're it's kind of like eating
like a cardboard
like a tree thing. Like it's kind of like eating the inside of a tree.
Yeah.
Oh,
a thin sieve of
like
bark.
Somebody once said
really
it was, it kind of felt like teeth, like you were eating teeth.
Oh, it's like eating teeth.
Soft teeth.
Soft teeth, yeah. It just crumbles in your mouth.
Yeah. Perfect with fudge.
I have nightmares about eating soft teeth now.
Okay. Well, that's on you, okay? Because all my nightmares are about being in the backseat of a car that's about to go in an accident. Okay, so let's see. Liz? Hi, you're getting a custom magnet, okay? I don't even know what happened to this game, but you win.
Yeah, I forgot we were playing.
Yay. Okay, nice work. Okay, bye, Liz. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Liz. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, Liz. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye, Liz. Talk to you soon. Wow, we got a lot of co-hosts today. How's your energy, Manolo?
It's good. My lower back is a little sore, but I think it's because of the guitar.
Oh, are you still holding the guitar?
Yeah, it's strapped around me. I can't take it out.
You don't put it down?
No, because it's in a strap. And then, like, it gets tangled in my headphones, and so...
You're just holding a guitar this whole episode?
It's hanging off me like a purse. Because I don't want to have to, like, set up and have to put it back on and stuff, because you know, like I'm not gonna put it down, and then like if I were to use it without a strap, that would mean like I have to lift a knee and elevate my knee so I could rest it on my knee. I mean, I guess I could put it on my $2 million chair. But,
wow. Yeah,
that's some
sorry
BTS
to hear that. Sorry to hear
scenes.
That.
It's okay.
Well, and now a word from our Max Fun Drive break. Well, Manolo, I want to talk to you about the Max Fun Drive.
Okay, please tell me.
So a Max Fun membership pays for shows. These shows are directly supported by members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one time a year that we put a lot of energy into letting you know how you can support the show as a member. So I wanted to ask people, listeners, if you will please, listeners, will you please join us as a member?
Please. I need help.
Of course he does. So you can join, upgrade, boost your membership, or buy a gift membership for a friend or anonymous Max Funster.
Interesting.
Do you know how much they cost?
No, what?
They all memberships at the five. They could be $5 a month. It could be $5 a month. And all memberships at the $5 a month level, which is the Max Fun High Fiver level, they get bonus content access.
What's the bonus content?
Dr. Game Show Archive, all 63 Earwolf episodes, plus two bonus pilots and one bonus live event.
Wow. They could plus see our journeys.
A climate comedy show bonus content. We did an episode for climate change.
For this year, 2023.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what happens there.
Yeah. So I can't either, but I do know because I did record it and so did you.
Oh,
so
that's true.
Listen, also at $10 a month.
What's that called? A month,
that's called Friend of the Family level.
Okay.
You do get one of three restickable stickers.
Actually, it's one of 37. Right?
What did I say?
You said one of three.
Shoot. One of 37, of course.
That's a lot of stickers.
And a Letterpress Max Fun membership card and bonus content.
Wow.
So this year we teamed up with artist Olivia Fields to illustrate beautiful restickable stickers representing every show on the network. So you can choose your favorite 37 unique designs. Are you worried about finding the exact right place for your sticker? Well, fear not. These high-quality, low-commitment stickers can be stuck and unstuck many times over. They're scratch-proof, weatherproof, and UV-protected for outdoor use. You probably won't be able to remove the sticker from very delicate surfaces like uncoated paper or wallpaper, but we're sure you're going to find other great spots for it. And ours, sticker is really cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them about it?
Okay, so when we were talking about what sticker ideas, I mentioned, so there is an old magnet design that a listener drew of me, which was kind of like this cool outsider kind of, and I had this weirdly drawn face, and my friends called it the Walrus Manolo. And then Alex was like, oh, Walrus, it's like Manolo Walrus. And I was like, well, I mean the Walrus Manolo drawing of me. And so I guess there were a few episodes where I talked about walruses. And so they just went ahead and drew a walrus that looks like me, and it's very cute. I'd say it's very flattering. I think really cool haircut,
and then you're perched on a little iceberg.
I thought it was a piece of drywall, but yeah, that makes more sense. I'm actually, I always chase that haircut that's on the walrus. I had it once and it looked really cool, and like every time I go to the barber, I always like try to emulate that time, but it's never right. So,
well, now you can bring the sticker with you.
Yeah, can you make me like this?
So you could get that sticker, plus you'll receive your own Letterpress Max Fun membership card, ideal for flashing should anyone doubt your podcast bona fides. And of course, you'll get access to all our bonus content. So listen. That's for $10 a month. For $20 a month, you get to join the Diamond Friendship Circle. You know what that is?
No, what's the Diamond Friendship Circle?
You get one of 37 restickable stickers, Letterpress Max Fun membership card, bonus content, plus a Max Fun culinary kit or rocket hat.
What's in the culinary kit?
Okay, it's a gift of love from our podcast family to yours. It includes the Max Fun Family Cookbook designed by Tom Deja, featuring recipes thoughtfully submitted by your favorite Max Fun shows, including yours truly, and a jar of bespoke maximum flavor spice blend so you can Emeril Lagasse, bam, your way through any meal that needs a boost of flavor. And if you're not into the culinary kit, no worries. You can opt for the colorful Max Fun Drive Rocket logo hat instead. And it's embroidered, eco-friendly, and has an adjustable back that will keep you cool and shaded on all of your podcast-fueled walks.
Nice.
So will you please join as a member? You can, if you want to join, you go to MaximumFun.org/join.
Wow. I'm definitely joining. I'm going to support myself. And then I'm going to cook the Joe Firestone burger.
Soup.
You made soup?
Yeah.
That's in the recipe?
Sure.
All right, I'll make the soup. Put it between some buns. I'll burgerfy that soup. Anyway.
Okay. Manolo, did you know this? Maximum Fun is becoming an employee-owned co-op?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Well, it means that when you join as a member, you're not only supporting your favorite shows like ours, Dr. Game Show, you're now even more directly supporting a team of real live individuals who work behind the scenes at Max Fun HQ to help make it happen. Make it all happen.
So you can trust that when you support Max Fun, your money is going to an organization that believes in labor rights and justice.
And this is the time where we need it more than ever. We need to support these systems that contribute to the community all around us, reflecting our wants and needs and our hopes and joys.
Manolo, that's beautiful. You're bringing a tear to my eye.
Hey, we're all in this together.
Well, it's true. Just so you know, membership money and ad revenue will continue to be split in the same way. So that means 70 cents to your dollar will be still going to our show. Okay, so this is the winning game from last episode. It's called Therapuppy. It's the game name was submitted by Pip Bailey from Shrewsbury, England, and the rules are by Michael Miller from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Therapuppy, puppy, it's like Theraflu. Except you put a puppy in hot water, and then you're through, yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, that was pretty disturbing. Okay, so here's what Therapuppy is. Jo describes a problem her dog Loaf might struggle with. Two players offer differing advice as the dog's therapist. Manolo chooses which advice he thinks Loaf should take, and the therapist gets a custom magnet. Huh? Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so let's talk to Laura Biscuit in Greenville, South Carolina. Laura, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Laura, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Can you do it again? What was it?
Sure. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Laura. So, Laura, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Oh, right now I'm talking to you.
Okay.
On the Zoom. That's what we're doing.
Go on.
You're a theater.
Oh no.
You're a theater actress. Are you an actress?
Ish. I knew community theater, so that's a brand of acting, I guess.
You were in Sound of Music?
Yes. We just wrapped that a few weeks ago. It was Sister Margareta, which I also called for a while Sister Margarita. So that was a thing.
What is Sister Margareta's whole thing?
Well, she doesn't actually drink any alcohol because she's a nun, but she helps the Von Trapps escape the Nazis and sings about how Weird Maria is, pretty much is what she does.
She wants to know where she is.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you perform and sing, act and sing, and circus?
Yeah, well, I used to do more like aerial stuff. Unfortunately, I've had like a knee injury for the past year, so I haven't been able to do that. But I do poi flow, like it's like juggling, but with not juggling. It's hard to explain mm-hmm. point flow without showing it to you.
Well, try
and
again.
I realize this is not a visual thing.
Why don't you try
great
again,
Mike? Start, guys. Great
juggling,
start.
But no juggling?
Yeah, kind of. It's like it's like a little point thing. You have it with tethers and you spin it around and you do stuff and you try not to hit yourself in the head a lot. But then you probably end up doing that anyway.
What's a poi is an object?
Yeah, a poi is like a little ball kind of thing and it's attached to something and you wish it around and you make motions and stuff. This is really hard to explain without
showing. I kind of like this. I kind of like this. So it's like a cat toy.
Yeah, I guess poi is kind of like a cat toy, but it's for people. So uh-huh. yeah, it's like adult color guard is how I like to explain it to people, I guess.
A what?
What's adult color guard.
We didn't go to school. What's color guard?
Color guard is where the cool people would like throw flags and stuff and also try not to hit each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty qualified.
Is it that thing where like the ball seems like it's just kind of gliding around and floating or kind
yes
of...
yeah like that sometimes wow. people have fire instead of just the ball so they, but I'm not there yet.
I see
I don't want to kill anybody yet or ever yet. I should say
okay well that was another way to say it yeah okay wow so Laura you're great and do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have a cat. He's outside right now. Otherwise he'd say hello. His name is Apollo. And he's my cat. So I share a dog with my roommate though. So, but my cat acts like a dog. If that makes sense.
Sure does. So,
they're commingling.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm an awkward turtle. Cool.
No, you're doing. What? Listen, there's a lot of animals.
Turtle.
There's so many animals you're throwing.
I don't
at us
have
right
a
now.
Turtle. I'm but, sorry, Manolo. You have a have a gecko though.
It's so
that's
true.
Close to a turtle.
Laura yeah. is, I love Laura's energy right now. Laura, how's your energy right now?
I really do. I thought I would have Joe's energy today, but apparently it's Manolo energy. I'm sorry. The dog's name is Patrick, Alex. I'm talking to the chat and everything. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
You are Manolo.
Laura. Okay. So
I'm doing visual things and describing visual things and talking to the chat. I'm sorry.
It's great. Listen, I think you're doing a great balancing act and I learned something. Okay. So Laura, do you feel like I'm going to tell you a problem my dog has. Okay.
Oh no. Okay. Hit me, but not really.
Okay. Of course, not yet. Like it's what you would say. Okay, so okay. So my dog, he really likes to. Whenever I'm not looking at him, he screams until I look at him.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Oof. Well, no, that's
are
normal.
You okay?
This is normal.
Okay, so he just screams at you.
He screams, and then I look at him, and he's wagging his tail.
Okay, so it's. Is it like a human sounding scream or like a dog scream?
Yeah, it's kind of like this. It's like
that was a hiccup.
Can you do it again? Because I feel like Zoom kind of thought it was a random noise.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, so like a whine.
Oh, this is fun. Because it sounded like a hiccup for a second, and now it sounds more sad. So I don't know. Well.
How do you remedy this? What is this?
And what if it's both? What if it's both, Laura Biscuit?
I don't know. If it's both, then I think you really have a problem. But you should figure that out.
You should figure it out.
I You're really should. You're I can't the even therapist. Describe poi properly. I really
You better
should
describe poi.
You did a good job. I got it after the paragraph.
The bare minimum. It can be a new podcast. Describe random circus acts.
Hey, focus, focus.
Wow. Sorry, sorry.
Laura, you're a dog therapist.
I'm a dog therapist.
Remember?
Dog therapist. Okay, so if your dog is screaming, maybe you should tell him not to. That's just...
Just say, stop it. Don't.
Just say, hey, don't
do
scream at me.
Hey, don't
I
scream
have feelings
at me.
Too. I understand you have feelings, dog, but we can talk this through. Okay, and I feel like you're trying to communicate, but you need to learn to speak to me on a personal level instead of just screaming out your feelings. Use your words.
Wow. Use your words.
Profound advice from Laura Biscuit. And since dogs definitely understand language and nuance, it won't be a problem. Laura, you do have to, hold on, because I have to talk to someone else.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I have to talk to someone else. And
I hope they're more qualified.
I think I'm going to talk to Liz Berger. Remember Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Liz, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Okay, Liz, you have to compete.
Okay.
Competing therapist.
So your dog cries out for help. I think that your dog should do some self-reflection and recognize that in this moment he is not the most important thing, even though it makes us all sad to know that.
Wow, both of you really definitely understand dogs, and I'm so thrilled to get your advice. Both really incredible advice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely just to tell the dog to self-reflect, of course.
Yeah.
No problem there. Should be easy. Wow. Yeah. Liz, you have a dog?
No.
Oh, weird.
I have a bird.
You have a bird?
And you can definitely tell the rabbit to self-reflect, so...
You have a rabbit?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Rabbits, I heard a rumor that rabbits eat their own little turds until they are dissolved into dust. Is it true?
They have two different kinds. One is the edible version, and one is the stuff that actually, like, is litter.
Huh?
It's kind of weird to explain.
Tell us. We just heard about circus arts, so now it's your turn.
So, they have, like, a really soft, mushy poop that they can eat, and they have one that's, like, dry and dusty that they actually, like, excrete.
So it's not like a cloud of dust that comes out?
No.
So it's like...
just, like, rainbow poops.
Yeah, dusty balls.
You know.
Manolo, that's a no. Well, Liz, you really did teach us something, and we appreciate that. So, Liz, both Liz and Laura had incredible advice. Who's going to win the magnet? Alex has advice. Alex, do you want to play this game?
Yeah, I think Alex has got great advice.
Alex, you want to play the game?
Oh, I didn't mean to play. I just was, you know, just chiming in.
Oh, in the chat. You were just putting it in the chat, in the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to share with the rest of the listeners?
Oh, I said just give Loaf your old iPhone with YouTube and he'll stop seeking your attention. That's what works with my kids.
Oh, great. Okay.
That works with cats too.
I don't know. My cat wants to sit on me all the time, so it doesn't really work.
They don't love cat TV?
You have cat TV?
There's cat TV where, like, there's little mice running across your screen and they, like, smack the cat on the screen.
Is it like Blossom with Buckethead?
This episode is filled with the weirdest facts.
Yeah, well, that's the Max Fun Drive for you, okay? And don't you forget it.
Quality programming.
Thank you so much. Wow. Okay, so Manolo, who won? Alex, Laura, or Liz?
I would say I think maybe self-reflecting. No. Just saying stop.
Oh, okay. Laura Biscuit, you win a magnet. Nice work.
I think Liz had some good qualities too, though. You should always self-reflect.
I mean, they were all good.
They were all good, except for one of them.
Good too. Oh,
I'd like to add, if you go the YouTube route, you have to be careful of the algorithm, because it will end up with, like, Russian videos from content farms.
What? I heard of
fake hacks. Yeah, so
I need to know about the Russian videos.
It's weird.
They get a bunch of teens and move them to, like, Cyprus, or then make them make content that's colorful, but, like, it's not really helpful at all, and it just has a lot of sound effects and. Yeah, so I guess if you end up on those, you're supporting the Russia's war. So there you go.
Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate that kind of stuff. Really appreciate that. That's pretty much the end of our show.
Just keeps coming.
Anything more to add, Alex, before we close out the show?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, talk to you soon. Okay. Well, it is time to vote. It's time to vote. Therapuppy, Plum Poem Karaoke, or Dr. Goblin. All right. So, let's see. Let's talk to Liz Mustard. Remember Liz Mustard? Liz, what are you voting for?
I think. I think Dr. Goblin.
You think Dr. Goblin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear more options.
You wanted even more options. Okay.
Well, rhymes. A lot of rhymes.
Okay, Liz. Listen, we hear your feedback and we'll mark you down. Thank you so much. Okay, let's talk to Laura Biscuit. Remember Laura Biscuit from before?
every time from before, it's true. I'm going to vote for Dr. Circus Act description. I feel like there's some place that you could really go with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting that you're pitching that.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. It wasn't intentionally my idea, but I'm just going to go with it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's talk to Jay Frosting. Jay Frosting and Lynn.
Hi again.
Hi. Hello. Still at the parking lot?
Yeah, we haven't moved. It's getting kind of warm, but outside it's 16 degrees, so that's fine. I want to vote for the Goblin one, but I realized, and I feel bad about this, because your show is family-friendly, but it did involve curse words.
Did it?
Yeah, I issued a curse.
Oh. Okay. Was it no stuffs?
Jay.
Yes, hello.
Jay.
You want me to vote?
No, I want you to issue an apology for what you just did. Okay? You come in here. You park your car, you make a dad joke on this podcast. Leave Manolo confused.
I don't get
dad You are jokes. The celebrity here. Okay? You have responsibility. You have a platform. Yeah. Okay?
I apologize.
You're going to show up in the tabloids.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-oh. Jay, what are you voting for?
Yeah, the Goblin one.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Jay. And Lynn, what are you voting for?
Yeah, I think Dr. Goblin.
Yeah, thanks, Lynn. Appreciate that. Please, later on in the car, could you just ask Jay if he could think about what he's done? Thanks so much.
I will.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye to you all. Okay, and let's just check in one more time with Liz Berger. Liz, what are you voting for?
I'm going to have to go with Dr. Circus description.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
I have to do it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Liz. Appreciate that. And with that said, we are going to... The winner is, fortunately, Dr. Goblin. So congrats to Jason Irvin. Even though there are curses in it.
Oh, brother, I get it now.
Well, this was a really fantastic episode. I would say our energies have really collided in incredible ways. Now it is time to go. So Manolo, if you would mind singing us out.
Okay.
Special thanks to our producer, Alex Van, our mixer, Andy Christens, and our theme song by Big Huge. You can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. And you can submit your game show ideas by visiting drgameshow.com and following the link to the submission form.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Why does it seem shorter than normal?
I don't know. Hey, Manolo, did you want to... How did you feel? I know we talked about this.
Oh, yeah. So I realized that I don't have the memory span, the RAM. I don't have the RAM to remember how I was feeling through the episodes. So it's become harder to do the thing. But what if we did like a post-mortem or something?
Okay, I was also thinking we could do a Manolo 30 seconds, you know, and wean you off. Oh, like Manolo 20 seconds, Manolo 15 seconds, ultimately Manolo zero.
Manolo zero.
But I'm happy to have a postmortem.
Okay.
What would you rather?
I could do either. I just have one question.
Okay, I'll start the time now.
Okay. So you're on your third draft of your book, right?
No, please, you're please. Doing this so the intro can't be deleted.
Please. So you have the third draft. Can I have a request?
You are so wicked. You're wicked. You're wicked.
I'll pay Alex to keep it in.
I'm paying Alex to keep it out.
I'll pay more.
It's not fair. You have a job.
So I was wondering if like you could kind of write me into the book. Even like as like a barista or something, you could be like, hey, this guy is giving me a clue for the book, and then I could be like, here's your order, and then I leave a cup, and there's instead of your name or the person's name, it's a clue written on the cup or something. I just want to go in and out, kind of like. Mm-hmm. It's like, or if you're listing names or like possible suspects, it's like, oh, it could be Manolo. This guy Manolo. Weird. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. I just want to mention in it, like a cameo. Can I have a cameo in your book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I think. And then when you send it back to the editor, they'll be like, okay, that's what we needed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks, Manolo. I'll definitely think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for joining us, and have a great rest of your day. Goodbye, good work, everybody. Everyone. Thank Bye. You. So, Manolo, why do you think it's important that people become members?
This is the longest time we had Dr. Game Show on without getting it canceled, and the reason is because it's listener supported, and we don't have like a typical corporation saying, hey, these guys are sloppy and weird and the numbers don't look right, and Conan O'Brien is doing better, and we're just going to focus on these uber celebrities. Nope, it's just us, and the listeners getting what they want. It's real economy over here. Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do this without the listeners. Keeps us going.
That is true. And I would say this podcast isn't a normal podcast. I would say the people that listen to it, you know who you are. You're a little bit off, okay? And we're a little bit off. But yeah. Together, we have a space to do this show. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you listening. Mm-hmm. And I feel fortunate to continue to be able to do this podcast.
Yeah, same. It's a constant that gives me pleasure.
Listen, we would love for you to join as a member. If you can do it today, go to MaximumFun.org/join.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.